email ray@rte.ie. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
The utterly unmistakable hoopoe bird has been spotted in Ireland, and Jim Wilson, author and Birdwatch Ireland volunteer, is on the line to talk to us about the hoopoe bird. How are you doing, Jim?
Not too bad, Ray. Not too bad at all.
Great name, great look. Spectacular looking bird, the hoopoe, isn't it?
Absolutely crazy. If you gave a five-year-old pen, paper, black and white crayons and a bit of orange and they came up with that, you'd say, lovely, but...
Yeah, doesn't exist.
In your imagination.
Yeah.
So, yeah, absolutely, yeah.
You've noticed we're on radio, Jim, so will you do your best to describe it to our listeners,
please? I will surely. It's slightly bigger than a blackbird. It's, let's say, the most striking feature of it when it's on the ground is it's kind of a pale orange and black and white, but it's got this mohawk, this ridiculous mohawk that it raises on its head, which is orange with black tips on it. And then when it flies, it always reminds me of a mini flying zebra or something like that, because all you see is black and white stripes when the wings open up, and they're big round wings, very big round wings, and they fly, some say almost like a butterfly. You know, they're not flapping all the time, so these wings flash out and in and out and in and out and in, unmistakable, and will catch anybody's eye. That you don't have to be a bird watcher or even into nature. You'll see this and you kind of go, that's after escaping from the zoo or somebody's, you know, cage somewhere.
And Jim, you'd have to ask the evolutionary value of all those colours and the various things, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I mean, this has always been a very big debate, you know, in evolutionary biology, and that some say it's to distract, so that like when a predator, like a bird of prey, is coming to chase you on the ground or something, as soon as you open all the wings, you kind of, it's kind of, whoa, what the hell is that? Where's the front? Where's the back?
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So, but also, they usually have multi-purpose reasons for having it. We also think for display, for
mating,
knowing your own, for courtship, things like that.
Yeah. And where was it spotted, this hoopoe?
Well, the thing is, we get them every year. We get a few, so it's not unusual to hear that somebody has seen one. But what's unusual at the moment is we're seeing numbers like we've never, ever seen before, concentrating all along the south coast, but also as far north as the Aran Islands and County Louth even. And I know in Britain they've had them up in Scotland, northern Scotland. Really unprecedented. And they normally breed, the nearest breeding areas is in France. And we reckon, we're not sure, but the unusual weather pattern of this very big high pressure sitting on top of us has meant that these hoopoes, who spend the winter south of the Sahara usually, or in southern Europe, northern Africa, when they come north to breed, a bit like the swallows, they overshoot, a bit like the brakes don't work.
Right.
And because the weather is looking fantastic, we think some of them just keep flying, and then they end up here. But of course, then the weather will change. We'll get a cold snap or something, and we reckon then most of them
to be gone.
retreat back south. So,
and of course, we know that the climate is changing globally. So is it likely that in now or in years to come that the hoopoes will come here to breed?
Yeah, I mean, I would definitely, I wouldn't put money on them not.
Yes.
I would put money on them definitely, you know, a really good chance. And all it takes is an event like this, combined with the increased average annual temperature of the globe and Europe.
Yeah.
And these birds are, we often call them pioneers. So they arrive, there's enough of them, they're getting loads of food, it's not cold, it's just like France or whatever, northern France, heck, let's set up shop here.
Yeah.
And so once that happens, if they don't get like a couple of cold summers in a row, for example, then they'll set up their own migration route and they'll come back. Right. We already have a few species that have come before them that are now breeding here. The one most people would probably know is the little egret, this little white Herne that is now found in almost every county in Ireland.
And that wasn't here at all.
I remember the 1970s when I saw my first one, there were people driving from Belfast right. to see it. Okay. No, you're kicking them out of the way. They're everywhere, you know.
And does the male hoopoe look different from the female hoopoe?
No, not much at all. Right. Not much at all. But they do, if the technology works for me here, it gets its name from the sound it makes. It's not unlike a cuckoo, which is how it got its name. It's onomatopoeic, we say. Hoopoo. So when you hear it, if you hear it here now.
I do it better, actually.
Hoopoo, 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 hoopoo. You hear that?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So it's like three fast, it's like a cuckoo on speed. It's like our cuckoo on speed. Yeah, it's much faster. Yeah.
The hoopoo. Because I was looking for the pronunciation, Jim, before we went on air. And one man on the internet says hoopoe. And then another man on the internet says hoopoo. That's straight from the bird's mouth there, isn't it? Hoopoo.
Well, it's like in our lichen, depending on the part of the world you come from or the part. But also, we often get people ringing us saying, I've had a hoppy.
Oh, yes, hoppy, yes. Because it's spelled H-O-O-P-O-E. That's the spelling of it.
But it's hoopoe. That is the pronunciation. And they're in a group of birds all on their own kind of. They're more related to tropical birds like the ground hornbill, which is a great big thing with a massive big beak. But the thing is, the hoopoe has a long, fine, slightly down-curved beak, which it uses to rummage around in short grass and turf to dig out.
Worms and grubs and all that sort of
things. And they used to always say that the best place to find one in the spring, especially in Britain, was on the vicar's lawn because it was one of the few places where the grass was short enough would see it. Whereas now, of course, we all have lawns.
Fascinating. And if you haven't seen it, just put the hoopoe bird into the Google thing and get a picture up there and have a look at it. Jim Wilson, author and Birdwatch Ireland volunteer. Great talking to you, Jim.
As always,
mind yourself.
See
you now. Bye-bye.
Have a great weekend.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.